This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Control of the U.S. Senate hung in the balance early Wednesday in the southern state of Georgia. Democrat Raphael Warnock won one of two Senate runoffs, but his opponent, Republican Kelly Loeffler, is not conceding. Meanwhile, the other race is still too close to call. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Reverend Warnock becomes the first Black senator in Georgia's history and puts the Senate majority within the Democratic Party's reach.
The improbable journey that led me to this place in this historic moment in America could only happen here. We were told that we couldn't win this election.
But Loeffler tells supporters this is a game of inches and she's going to win.
We're
going to
make sure every vote is counted. That's right.
If John Ossoff wins the other runoff, Democrats flip control of the Senate. If David Perdue wins, the Republicans keep it. I'm Julie Walker.
Supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump are expected to march Wednesday in multiple rallies in Washington, D.C., as they back his objection to the certification of President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the November election. Mr. Trump is scheduled to speak at a Save America rally just south of the White House before a congressional vote to certify the Electoral College results, giving Joe Biden the presidency. Ahead of Wednesday's events, Mr. Trump continued to use Twitter to make unsubstantiated claims that he won the election. A British judge is set to decide Wednesday whether WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will be released from the prison where he's been held for more than a year and a half as he fought extradition to the United States. Assange has been detained at London's high-security Belmarsh prison since April 2009.